better technology is speeding up an old style of travel, travel by water. Last week, a new high-speed ferry began crossing Lake Michigan between Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Muskegon, Michigan. It uses the same 87-mile path that steamships once used. Here's Kaomi Goetz of Michigan Radio.
It glided in gracefully, a gray and white futuristic-looking vessel carrying hundreds of passengers from Wisconsin. It was about to dock for the first time in Michigan.
Welcome to Muskegon.
This is the Lake Express, a 192-foot-long aluminum catamaran. It's the nation's first high-speed ferry carrying both passengers and cars within the United States. Spectators in this quiet city of Muskegon, Michigan, are welcoming the ship on its maiden voyage. Barbara Johnson drove here from nearby Big Rapids. She says the new ferry will open up the West for Michiganders locked in by water.
We don't like to drive down around Chicago and deal with all of that traffic. And so I think this should be a big economic thing. People be able to get on here, go right over to Milwaukee.
Johnson is precisely the type of passenger Lake Express investors are counting on. The nearly 300-mile road trip around the lake from Muskegon to Milwaukee can take as long as 6 hours. The ferry takes the trip across the lake in less than half that time. It also reestablishes an old connection. The Milwaukee Clipper steamship carried passengers across the lake for decades until 1970. Port of Milwaukee Director Kenneth Zally says that link's been missed.
For years and years and years, people have called the Port of Milwaukee to ask when the next ferry would be leaving for Muskegon, and it did not go unnoticed.
This certainly isn't a steamship. The $18 million Lake Express is a new class of ferry, a lightweight boat with a state-of-the-art diesel engine churning out 12,000 horsepower. It reaches speeds up to 40 miles per hour and can be steered with a joystick. There's comfort in mind with soft seats, temperature and motion controls, and video screens. Lake Express spokesman Jeff Fleming says even so, it's a gamble for the company.
It's been popular all around the world, but in the United States, it's a whole new concept.
At $85 round trip per adult and another $118 per car, the trip is fast but not cheap. And the $25 million Lake Express project has its critics. A key part of the deal was a $14 million federal loan guarantees.
Lake Michigan Car Ferry, how may I help you?
Don Klingon is with the competing Lake Michigan Car Ferry. It operates the 51-year-old SS Badger, the only other passenger car ferry on the lake, and sails from a port 1 hour north of Muskegon. He says the Badger's slower 4-hour crossing is a cruise-like experience without the rush. Klingon says the federal government shouldn't have helped his competitor.
We do not believe that that operation would have started operations without that loan guarantee, and we feel that was unfair.
Klingon says his small Ludington, Michigan community depends on the nearly $20 million the Badger helps bring in each year. Most Ludington merchants are confident the Badger will survive its younger, faster competition, even as the Lake Express lures away some customers. But high-speed passenger car ferries may be the future. A southeastern Alaskan ferry begins service this week. Another ferry linking Rochester to Toronto sails later this year. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Goetz.